Lifted high, exalted, Good morning, good morning, good morning. Glory to the Lord. We just thank God for this morning because he is worthy to be praised. I welcome each and every last one of you on the line this morning, just praising God because we are here together as one. One moving on throughout the day, knowing that God is on our side. He will never leave us nor forsake us. I want each and every person that hears that know that God will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. We must get in the mindset to know that. Most of the things we do not know because either we don't act or we don't believe. But once we get into a place of believing, believing is everything. If you don't believe, you cannot trust. If you do not believe, you cannot receive. So I want to say to you this morning, believe what God has said to you. Believe that your circumstances can change. Believe that you can receive a miracle. Believe that you can receive a healing. Believe that whatever you have going on right now, this minute, that God can turn it around. So I decree and declare that today will be a day full of blessings. A day will be a day full of favor. A day will be a day that God will miraculously do something for me, you, everybody that's on the at the sound of my voice. So I'm believing it, and I need you to believe it, but I also need you to receive it. So what you need to do today, you need to put in your mindset that I believe and I receive. I believe and I receive. I receive the favor of the Lord. I receive the blessings of the Lord. I receive the healing. I receive the deliverance. I receive everything that God has in store for me. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is here. He's on time. It's a new day and a new way. So just praise God. Just know that he is first. Just know that whatever you're feeling right now, that God can change it around. He can stir it up, and he can move it up out of your way. So believe that. Believe it, believe it, believe it. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Can you please bring us in prayer?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come giving God the honor and the glory and the head of my life. I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer and to First Lady, to Jesus Spencer, and to each and every one of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to the throne, God, right now, in the mighty name of the Lord, we come this morning, God, to the throne of repentance, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us see, begin to repent, God, for the mission of our sins, God, with a sincere heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, this morning, God. Oh, God, this morning, oh, okay, God, I ask that you turn our minds, God, and our hearts and our souls, God. Oh, God, to come to you, God, with everything, hallelujah, okay, because I realize today, God, whatever concerns us, concerns me. In the mighty name of Jesus, we'll be thanking you, God, this morning. This was another opportunity, God, to praise you, another opportunity to get it right with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you this morning, God. Get in our heart, God. If anything, if you're not hard, it's not like you hung up on shit. There's no way to do it. And the blood of Jesus this morning, God. We glorify your name, Lord. We lift every seat up to you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you put them in their mind. Have them about shit, God. That you may let them follow the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you may let them walk like you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, like you heard about strength of the ass, say, God, thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, I pray, God, that every vessel, elbow, come, elbow, shake, begin to call on the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, elbow, come, elbow, shake, come, in the mighty name of Jesus, come to Jesus, just as you are, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, elbow, shake, God. Oh, God, this morning, my children, God, I hear a cry out. I know the most sensitive aspect, hallelujah to you, God. Your word that you be praised. Hallelujah. Nobody, no matter, no more coming on praise you, God. Let me praise you like never before. As I know you've been good to me. You gave me chances, God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for another opportunity to call on your name, God. The Most High name, the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord, that nobody, Lord, has to pop me and fly to you to say hallelujah, to call on your name, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for breathing on me this morning. Getting me out to bed, hallelujah, okay. No matter what I'm going through, hallelujah, okay, God, let me praise you like never before, God. No matter what, God. I pray this morning, Lord, I lift your people up, God, this morning, that you climb the location of my mind, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, this morning. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for breaking some things, in the mighty name of the most tender, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for breaking this morning, God. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance, hallelujah, God. I thank you for some healing this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, help us the mind, God, to be changed. To receive and believe, hallelujah, if you said it, it's just that, God, these are your promises, hallelujah, and I believe and receive this honor in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, let your presence will be done today, God, not our will, but let your presence will be done in the mighty name of Jesus, these things I pray this morning, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, in the name I pray. Amen.
Love, peace, joy,
amen.
All of that comes with the new mercies. But as I started this, I said, misery loves company. So you like to stay in the place of unforgiveness. You like to stay in a place where of deceitfulness. You like to stay in a place where you keep malice in your heart and forget about the things that God has done for you. How can you forget about God? Mother Jackson, how can a person forget about God? How can they just forget about what he does for us every single day of our life? He gives us unmerited blessings. I'm going to say it again. Unmerited blessings. He has blessed you. He has blessed me. It's a blessing just because I woke up with my in my right mind this morning. So many has not. It's a blessing that I got a roof over my head. It's a blessing that I'm in
God.
It's a blessing that I can even sit and see my enemies from afar. It's a blessing that I don't have to be in the same room with them. I don't have to be in the same space with them. Because one thing that I know, that I refuse to stay in a miserable place. When you done been in a place so long that misery has taken over you, that every single thought that comes out of your mouth or in your mind is something negative, it's something wrong with you. God don't reside nowhere inside of you. Because when you think of the goodness of God, all of that misery gonna walk away. It's gonna pass away. It's gonna leave you. You're gonna wanna run from it. When you see the people that's coming to bring be the barrier of bad news, you're going to run from them. I remember when we was little, my daddy used to tell us, he used to sit and say, when it, such and such kids coming with their family, y'all get up in the tree and start throwing rocks at them because I don't want all that negativity around me. People don't understand negativity will put you in a bad place. It takes up too much of your energy, the energy that the Holy Spirit gives you. Why would you want to give up the power that God has given you? Why would you want to give up that power? Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm not giving it up. I'm definitely not giving it up. Minister Shakita, are you on the line this morning? Because I want to hear what you have to say about the mercies that God gives us every morning, because I know that you have some testimonies about it. Everybody should have a testimony about the new mercy that God gives us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Minister Shakita. Okay. Mother Jackson, is there some new mercies you want to talk about today?
Yes. New mercy for me. Even I'm in this wheelchair. Hallelujah. I still, hallelujah, come today. I have to praise God because he gave me another day. It's not about I'm in this wheelchair, hallelujah, come today, but it's all about Jesus. I know it's not permanent. Hallelujah. That's a new mercy for me. I thank God for the new mercy of healing in the mighty name of Jesus. I have the new mercy. I thank him for the mind to want to serve him, to want to praise him. I just thank him even for the new mercy for me, even having a shout over my head. New mercy for me is the things coming out of my mouth is praises to God, because there was a time that praises wouldn't come out of this mouth. Violence would have came out of. So that's a new mercy for me. Hallelujah. I need some mercy for me when I used to have my heart filled with hate. I don't know what I'm, but tonight I can say, oh, God, my heart is clear in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank him. I thank him for his mercy, his love that endures forever. Hallelujah. I thank God for his new love. When I was rejected, and it bothered me, but the day I could say, hallelujah, he called up and said, it don't bother me anymore. I thank God for what I said. You know, I just thank God for new mercy, period, for waking me up this morning. Sometimes I laid out, I don't even realize I'm going to make it through the night. But when daylight come, my eyes open, I begin to praise God. That's a new mercy for me. I don't know about nobody else, but I can say, thank you, God, for a new mercy. Hallelujah, this morning. And I thank him for his new mercies. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I want to expound on this. When we talk about mercy is being good to people, even when they don't deserve it.
Amen.
Mercy.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. Mercy is being good to a person, even when they don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me parallel that. We know our everyday thoughts, our everyday walk, and we know that we fall short of God's glory more than we should fall short of his glory. We know sometimes we intentionally sin. Sometimes we sin unknowingly. But where is our Father who art in heaven? Do he reject us? Do he not give us mercies every morning, even when we don't deserve it? Well, let's
Amen.
My friend. Even your enemies, your friends, you have to be into a place where you can grant them forgiveness. Because the mercy cannot come into place if you cannot be in a place of forgiveness. And I can tell you, when people can hurt you, they can stomp on you, they can beat the breath out of you, because they did it to Jesus. But what did he do? He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He said, forgive them. They know not what they do. What was he doing?
He did.
Granting us mercy.
Mercy.
Jesus forgave us on that cross. It opens up a whole new phase way, a whole new way. And we, as a people, look at other people around us, and we hold intentionally, not unintentionally, hold grudges.
Yes.
We intentionally sit and say that I'm not going to talk to this person. I'm not. You don't have to talk to them. But the word of God said, if you cannot forgive others, then God cannot forgive you. So this is what I'm saying to you all today. I want my new mercies. No matter what, if you are on this line and you feel that you have done something, or I may have done something to you, guess what? I forgive you. I forgive you. It's not nothing that needs to be said. I harbored unforgiveness for my family for 45 years until last month. And guess what? Things, some days it's tough, but for the most part of it, it's an easy walk for me. Because I don't have to sit and worry about something. If my mama was to pass today, I got to hold that in my heart and have it all over me for the rest of my life, feeling like that I didn't do or say what I had to do. But what I had to realize was that she didn't know what she don't know what she's doing. So I have to forgive her. And in order for me to get my new mercies,
I didn't forgive.
It's no longer forgiving. It's forgiven. It is already forgiven. It's past.
Amen.
Jesus did it for us. When Jesus was on the cross, getting pierced, thorns in his side to everything else, he didn't say a word. In order for you to receive your new mercy, you might need to be in a place where you don't say a word. Even when an enemy or even when a person comes to you knowing that they have wronged you, you don't even need to listen. You know what you let them know? Done that, been there, and I'm over it. Because I can't sit and hold on to the things that I cannot change. But what I can do is turn it over to God and let him know to unlock my heart. Even if he got to break it and mend it back together, I want him to break it to take away all the hate that's in him, to take away everything that's not in him, because I want him to replace it with unmeasurable, unmerited love.
Come on.
So I cannot be on the side of hate. I cannot be on the side of unforgiveness. But I can be on the side where Jesus stood on the cross. I can be on the side where the Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me, even in my days of confusion, even in my days where I just feel like I cannot go anymore. I say, Father, I thank you for your new morning. see, this is a new season for us. We walked around so much with so much malice, but if you pay attention to the people that God puts before you, then you have to change. I was telling my lady, I said, you know what? One thing about you, an apostle, that other people may not see, y'all have a loving spirit. You are genuine and pure with your love. You're genuine and pure. And I'm going to tell you this. When you're genuine and pure with something, that makes you peculiar. And and God is the person that makes you peculiar because he does not want people to understand you. He does not want people to know your every move. He does not want people to know what you're thinking. What he wants is you think one way, but when I, the Christ inside of you, come and present myself to you, you know that God will be glorified. You know that whatever the situation is, I can do it on my own. I got to do it with the help of the Lord. And that's what we all need to do today. Amen. We need to put things to the side, get into the newness of life, the new morning that brought you new mercy, and forget about the old things. Because if you program your mind to positive energy, you program your mind to see the things that you are working for or that you want, that vision board comes back in. You don't have time for all the other things. You don't have time. I'm trying to make a change in my life by any means necessary, but this time on God's side. On this time, on God's side. On this time, stand on my square and allowing God to give me my assignments and allowing God to take me where he wants me to be. It's not up to me. It's up to God. It's up to him. And this is where I'm telling you all, Kenya, Nigeria, wherever you're at, stop trying to go before the Lord because you will never get there. You will never get there without him. Because if you go, or you think you're going, it's a temporary going. Just sit and wait for the Lord and enjoy the mercies, the newness that he gives you every single day of your life. And this is what I want you to do. When the people that you know despise you, you don't have to say anything to them. Let the Christ that lives inside of you just show up. Because one thing about God, he will show up and show out, and you don't have to say a word. All you need to do is see this. All you need to do is stand. All you need to do is appear and sit and take away. See, when you got so much time to worry about the negative, it's no way that you can get to a place of prosperity. I don't know about you, but that's where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to climb the higher mountain. I'm saying the same prayers that Jabez said, Father, enlarge my territory. I'm asking the same thing that David said, creating me a clean heart. That's what I'm sitting and saying. I'm not sitting and talking and saying, God, open up the heavens and bring grim fire down, open up the earth and allow the people to fall into the earth. Guess what? I'm praying for my enemies because I want them to feel the peace and the joy that I have. Because when you realize and you believe, like I said, believe and receive, God say he will make your enemies your footstool. Guess what? That's where I'm at. I'm on the throne. I'm on the throne all with my Father while he sits there and he takes the action. I don't have to take the action. I don't have to, and I don't have to talk about it. I don't have to talk about it. So I'm just sitting and saying to you all on today, receive and believe the new mercies that God has given you. Now I'm going to sit back because I know that Apostle Simple finna take this to a whole nother level. Because I know that he knows what God has told him and what God has done for him. Even when when people was praying, T-R-E-Y, against him. trying to see what was going on, he stayed focused. And guess what? God still blessing every single morning with a new mercy. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless all of you all. God bless each and every last one of you. God good, and I'm telling you, his mercy endures forever. He's one individual that I totally understand will never change characters, personalities. He will never change. Amen. And I'm going to put a whole new twist on this. It's really going to make your head spin for some, especially if you really religious. It's going to make your head spin. Amen. And it's really going to make you, I don't know, you're going to be a pill to swallow. But at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure we're going to bring the facts and understanding. Amen. I don't ask for forgiveness, you know. I don't ask God to forgive me pertaining to certain situations. I don't ask for forgiveness pertaining to certain situations. I don't ask God to forgive individuals pertaining to certain situations. I know that's deep right there. I truly know that's deep, because I know that in our Christian world, especially in our religious world and our sanctified church world, we supposed to forgive everything. I got a question. Did Jesus forgave everything? I got a question for your Bible scholar. This going to make you go back, and I hope it do, and begin to read the story on life. Did he forgave everything? When he was before Pilate, and they begin to accuse him, and they begin to question him, and after they begin to make these allegations, did Jesus turn around and say, Lord, I forgive them. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me not answering their question. Forgive me for not saying different things. Father, forgive Pilate for believing what these rulers said. Forgive these rulers for thinking that way. Forgive these individuals for doing this way. Amen. Forgive all these allegations. Forgive them for whooping me. Forgive them for spitting on me. Forgive them for putting on my head. Forgive them. Certain things it takes for individual to have their own approach. Amen. I remember when Jesus was on the cross, he said, forgive them, for they know nothing. Watch this, what they do. Now, it been many people, they knew what they was doing. The high priest, when the high priest was making these allegations come unto Jesus, about Jesus, guess what? They knew exactly what they was doing. See, many of us, we begin to pat people on the back and just say, Father, and feel sorry for folks that understand what they doing about you, through you, and everything that has got going on with you, amen, other than accountability, amen. Even God hold them accountability in the Old Testament when they call themselves want to do what they want to do in the book of Malachi. Amen. They ain't go and say, well, I tell you what, Father, repent. You know what, God, forgive. No, they went on about their way. And what happened was in the New Testament, because they didn't get their self right, they didn't get their self in order. In the New Testament, there was already fire. Amen. There was already fire. You had individuals, especially pertaining to the first chapter, they was just dropping off. They begin to quit. They begin to walk away. They begin to do all these different things. Amen. My God Almighty. So we have to understand that certain things is pertaining to certain individuals. It's your job. Watch this. Don't hold no malice and no bitterness in your heart pertaining to the situation, pertaining to individuals. But it's individuals have to go and ask for forgiveness and make up their minds for themselves pertaining to situations. Amen. Pertaining to different areas. Amen. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because that was the influencers. What I mean by influencers, them, they are the people that was influenced, amen, to guess what? To hate Jesus or believe all that stuff that they was believing. So they didn't understand what was going on. They didn't understand what they was doing. They didn't understand under that, because they was influenced by somebody else. Amen. How many of you saints of God and how many people done been influenced by somebody else's lies, somebody else's manipulation, somebody else's different things? You were just influenced. Amen. So now, my God, that's what Jesus said. His heart went out to the individuals that was influenced. And so many people just like that today. Amen. They are influenced. Amen. By certain things. They are influenced by the enemy. They influenced by individuals. They influenced influenced by gossip, amen, to begin to put allegations, to begin to do different things out in individual. See, you got to be careful, amen, for the things that you don't know. See, a lot of people, they learn from they learn about somebody from somebody other than figuring it out and get to know that individual by themselves. And now you don't be able to put your hands on something that is a lie, something that is a gossip, some scandal, amen, and you think God, my God, God is going to hold who accountable? You accountable. See, when we get into this area, what I was just talking about, amen, what an individual know and don't know, that's a thin line right there. That's a thin line. The question is, did you take the time out to get to know the individual? If you don't know somebody, it's best for you to just leave something alone. Then if you, my God, it's best for you to leave it alone. But when you know somebody or you know something, they know good and well what they doing. They know good and well what they saying. They know good and well, oh, I forgive you. Now, baby, I've been forgave you when malice didn't come in my heart. I've been forgave you when bitterness didn't come in my heart. I've been forgave you when I turned, where I didn't turn my love into hate or towards you. So that's my forgiveness right there. You the one that needs to ask for. See, this is the thing that happened to church. Church stopped putting accountability, my God, on the people and letting the people be responsible for their own ways, because at the end of the day, every man got to go before the Lord for his what? For his neighbor. No, for his sister, for his brother, for his friends, for associates. They got to go before the Lord for all these folks. No, brothers and sisters, you got to go to before the Lord for yourself. And if yourself is not lined up, amen, then you're going to be held accountable to who? To the Lord. You're going to be held accountable how you do people. You're going to be held accountable what you say about people. You're going to be accountable, held accountable about your gossip. You're going to be held accountable about your lies, amen. So if you in that area, it's you that needs to ask for forgiveness. It's you that needs to get it right. I don't need to stun you, amen. If you got all this stuff towards me, is that's when I allow what you do, my God, begin to have a reactions on me, because even though I might be upset, even though you might brought and you might have me anger, but it's nothing wrong with that according to scripture, because it says have anger, but what? Sin not. My God, it ain't no sin to feel some type of way. It ain't no sin to be upset about something. It ain't no sin, amen, because you don't realize that that person don't stab you in your back and don't twist it the doggone knife, amen, and now here come your good of Christian self. You know what? We're going to love them. Yeah, you go ahead and love the snake, and the snake end up biting you again. Don't you go to crying to God and say, God, this snake now bit me again. I tried to trust him. God never told you, my God Almighty. He said, trust me. He never said you got to trust the enemy or trust individual that shows their hand. I know this rough for many of you, but at the end of the day, we have to deal with truth, and that's the problem with you. You keep, oh my God, toiling with snakes and begin to forgive. A snake is there to do what it needs to do. It's there to bite and shoot venom in you. That's what it needs to do. Why in the world that God want to say, Satan, I forgive you, Satan. I forgive you, devil. Come on, somebody. I know it's tough, by God Almighty, but at the end of the day, you need to know, I forgive you, devil. I forgive you for coming up in heaven and just for messing up everything. You know, I forgive you. No, God forgave the enemy when he kicked his tail out, and at the end of the day, he didn't show no ill feelings toward him when he kicked his tail out. What he did, my God, in the book of Joel, it talks about how he communicated with the enemy. My God Almighty, you got to understand it's a deeper level than forgiveness pertaining to you, because some accountability don't have anything to do with you. It has something to do with who? Some people. My God, I know, I understand that many people say, well, forgiveness is for me, help me to move on. Baby, that's not part of that is really not true, because you can move on and forgive somebody. You can move on, my God, with a forgiveness heart of individual, but you still got bitterness in your heart. You still got, my God, of my envy in your heart. You still despise the individual. Amen. Everyone that, let me tell you something. All the people that don't talk about me, stab me in my back, my God, don't try to chop my neck off for the kill and everything. I can still sit down and eat with them. I can still and sit down, my God, and conversate with them. I can still and sit down and fellowship with them with no ill feelings in my heart towards the individual at all. But some of them. I let them know straight up, I love you. I can fellowship with you, but I can't pastor you. Amen. Y'all about to, I know that's tight. My God Almighty. You got to understand what a line is drawn, not in their life, but in your life. Many people try to figure out the line that is drawn in somebody else's life. No, baby, you need to stop worrying about somebody else's life, and you need to worry about your life and understand where the line is drawn. Amen. Where the line is drawn. Amen. Piling them up there believing that, but really, they ain't really believing. They ain't really want to touch it. But when they've been getting to ask Jesus questions, Jesus ain't even tried to defend it. He said, well, that's what you say. Well, that's what you believe. That's what it is. Amen. He didn't say, Father, forgive them for the lies that they believe in. Forgive them of all this nonsense that they hearing. Forgive them. By now, amen, you should know who's loco crazy. You should know who's not. Amen. You should know. If you got a little age on you, you should know what time it is by now. By now, if you got, this is why I don't play with grown folks. Amen. I don't pat grown folks back. Amen. By now, if you got a little age on you, you ain't on one of these, oh my God, little teenager or a young adult. If you got a little age on you, by now, you should know what fake folks look like. By now, you should be able to use your own judgment. By now, nobody shouldn't be able to influence you about somebody. No, baby, you still got some mess up in you. My God, why in the world you want to forgive folks, my God Almighty, that got the mess up in them and you ain't had nothing to do about it? You ain't had nothing to say about it. By now, if they grown tail ain't learned their lesson that they need to, my God Almighty, look, know things out for themselves, baby, I don't know what to say to you. Like I had to share with my family, my God Almighty, and Deacon LeBron, my God, my son that passed on and went on with the Lord, amen. I had to share with them, my God, by now, amen, in this pandemic, if I got to come and tell you that you need to get together, if you need to go ahead and call on your family, call on your friends, they could be here today and gone tomorrow, I'm sorry. If this pandemic ain't taught you nothing, I don't know what preacher could walk this up other than God or Jesus himself to try to convince you and tell you that you need to get around. I don't think it's any preacher on the face of this earth. If this pandemic ain't taught you something that you need to get your own self together, you don't need to walk with malice and envy and different things in the heart. You need to love them and, my God, family and everybody anyway. Don't you hold on to nothing and all that kind of stuff. Baby, it ain't no preacher on the face of this earth could tell you that. After all, my God, thousands of hundreds a thousand people done passed here, and folks is still passing here. If life have not woke an individual up by now, I don't know what your good and two-shoe Christian self could be able to convince somebody, my God Almighty, that is for real. So we have to understand, certain situations cause you to walk on. Certain situations just cause you to be the person on the receiving end, not on the giving end. Certain situation, it causes you just say, I receive it. Thank you. Amen. And your receiving, it doesn't change the way you feel, because the way you feel should have been already dealt with, my God, before somebody released. Some of you on here this morning, you waiting on somebody to give you an apology. You waiting on somebody to ask for forgiveness. You waiting on somebody, my God Almighty. I'm telling you right now, no. You need to get it right for yourself. You don't need to be waiting on anybody to ask them to give you an apology. You don't need to be waiting on anybody. You got to understand to leave it towards them. That's their life. That's their choices. People don't have to give you apology because they did wrong about you. They have to deal with who? They got to deal with the Father. And that's what you got to understand. You got to understand that they have to deal with who? The Father. People don't have to get it right, my God, by you. They don't have to get it right with you. Amen? That's their choice. Amen? That's their choice. It's your job to move on. God, I release them. God bless you. Amen? God bless you. I told one individual one day, amen, they called me up and said, well, I was just asking for an apology. I asked them, I said, apology for what? Amen. They couldn't explain for what. They couldn't say for what. I knew about the situation. I said, no, I'm not giving an apology, amen, for something that I don't have, something that you had control of, and it was your decision, and it was your movement. I'm not apologizing. You called the wrong individual. I'm sorry. See, you got to understand. You got to stop playing. I know many of you say, well, you know what, Pastor? It ain't going to hurt for you to say sorry. At the end of the day, you're lying. What I mean by that, you're lying. Do you really mean it? How can you mean that you forgive somebody and you're sorry for a person's action? Number one, what you sorry for? What you asking them to forgive you for? I don't know. I just want to be the bigger person in this. Being a bigger person is, my God, allowing them to do what they need to do by you, do right by you. And you just keep letting the life that you live speak for itself. That's the bigger person. The bigger person is showing the individual, you can say what you want to say, I'm going to keep on walking. You can say what you want to say, I'm going to keep living in the blessing. You can say what you want to say, but I'm going to keep going with the Lord. Because the bigger person keep increase in his life or her life. Amen? So we got to really examine this thing according to a kingdom perspective. As long as I don't have malice, envy in my heart, what I'm asking for forgiveness for? You the one need to ask for forgiveness. What I need to apologize to you for, you need to apologize. That system, I truly believe it works with companionship. It works with wife. Because in my marriage, with my wife, I'm not right or wrong. I'm not right or I'm not either wrong. Because why? We have a relationship up under the covenant of God and holy matrimony. So in that relationship, I'm not right or wrong. If I got to apologize, well, babe, I apologize. You know, it's all good. Yeah, but, oh, well, it's just a what? For us to move on in our relationship. And we don't stop here because we have a covenant relationship with who? With, my God, each other. Now look in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. Adam had a covenant relationship with who? With God. He had a covenant relationship with God. Eve had a covenant relationship with Adam, and her covenant relationship with God was through Adam. Y'all hear me? It was through Adam. So when Eve began to be influenced by the serpents, notice God didn't come down right away. God didn't ask questions right away. God didn't say anything right away. But it's a moment when the individual began to take something that he knew. See, this is the thing. Folks, y'all know. People know. He knew that he's eating, it came from the tree of life. He knew the kind of fruit. That was the only different fruit in the garden. He knew. So he began to eat of something that God told him no. Then what happened? God immediately responded. Why? Because the covenant was between him and God. And that was his job to redirect Eve and say, no, we don't eat of this tree. My God, the serpent done influence you, done lie to you to get something. Then once Eve become to a place to where she fully aware and understand, now she be is held accountable. She knew. So we got to understand, saints. Other words, what Pastor is saying, daughter, son, sister, brother, go and live your life. Live your life. Live a godly life. And stop, and don't get, because this stuff here, when you be like, Lord, I forgive them, do they really know I forgave them? Do they really know I'm sorry? Now you got to go and show them. Now you're going to start doing things to show an individual that, hey, I don't have nothing in my heart. I don't have nothing. Baby, you keep living your life. If not, you'll begin to live your life according to the response of people and according to how people feel about you. But when you begin to live your life for God, you live your life for God. And at the end of the day, not everything needs my response. Not everything I need to go to the Father about. My God, especially when you done did wrong. Y'all know, folks done did wrong by you. Folks done did wrong by many of you. And now you, God, I just forgave them for they did wrong. Forgive them, and I'm still going to love them. Yeah, I'm going to love you too some of you a 1,000-foot pole. Amen. I still got love for you, but I need you way over there in another state. Amen? Because why? Your core is corrupted. And when you begin to learn people for who they are, that's who they are. Their cores, folks' cores are corrupted. Amen. So instead of me saying, God, you know what? Have mercy on God. Deliver them. Forgive them. Forgive them. Now, God, they need some demons to come out of them. Amen. So we have to understand that certain things calls for a certain response in certain situations. Now, if I act a fool and I allow somebody else cause me to act a fool with them, I ask for forgiveness of my part that I played into that. Because even though you was wrong, I allow your wrongness took me out of character, and now I need to get that back in order. So what I do, I ask for forgiveness according to the things or according to what I done. Forgiveness. But all this other stuff, why you, I don't know. Lord, forgive me. What you asking for forgive me for, son? What you need to forgive him about? I just don't know. It's just a situation. Well, if it's a situation that you didn't have nothing to do with it, that was them, even though, my God, even though their opinion is towards you, even though their attitude is towards you, even though their madness is towards you, at the end of the day, they need to get it right. Don't you allow the issue that they have against you, let it come in your heart, and bitterness comes in your heart, and envy come into your heart. Then you want to get to this place like many folks do. I don't want to deal with nobody. I can't stand these folks. I just want to be by myself. You can't trust nobody around here. You got all these folks is just something else. My God, some of you know how y'all say, all these preachers, that I can't trust none of these folks. None of these folks is ain't no good. Child, please. My God almighty. That's why I'm just going to get in my word and just stay in my word and just be in my word. Amen. You still got unforgiveness. You still got stuff in your heart that you ain't dealt with. You still got stuff in your heart. Because when you don't give true forgiveness, you're able to move on. You're able to move and not allow the situation to overtake you. You move on. Amen. How many of you is moving on in your life? Are you still stuck? Even though you say, I forgave this person, I forgave that, you still stuck. Don't want to go into another relationship. Don't want to go into step into another thing, my God, in another chapter in your life. You still stuck. You don't want to sit up on another church or another ministry because you're still stuck. You don't want to join in your local church. You don't want to do different things because how they gossip about you, how they talk about you. You still stuck. You still stuck in the things of life. You still stuck in different things. You still stuck. How many of you still stuck? Amen? So because you're still stuck, you still in the same what? The same place. Amen? Back to you, evangelist.
Amen. Amen.
Man, she don't dropped off. Amen. And the phone disconnected. But we have to understand that in life, amen, we have to understand that we have to move on. Because we don't put certain I's in a certain place and cross certain T's and certain orders in certain areas in life. We have to understand that at the end of the day, I'm still not wrong. I'm still not in this place. We cannot allow people chapters to hold us hostage, and now we begin to redirect our own life according to the different things that we feel as though is wrong or right. So we have to understand. Amen. God bless you, evangelist.
Amen. You are an apostle?
Yes, God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. What a word. That was some real good advice. And the thing of it is, it's sound advice. You know, a lot of people give advice, apostle, and they just saying it to be saying it. But when you can give it and really do it and know that what you're doing is what God has told you to do, them instructions, it's powerful. A lot of people just be talking to be talking. But we know that that's not how you are. And I'm just thankful on this morning, saints, that Apostle Temple can come on the line and share those words, because you got people that don't want to say something because they're afraid of losing something in somebody. But would you put your life on the line to lose God? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Are we in a place to lose God, or are we in a place to be you know, to do the things what God would have us to do. People sit and say, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that because it's not of God. Trust and believe. That's the rod of God sometimes when you just walk away and tell people to go on about their business. But you if you see them on the side of the road, you if the Spirit tell you to help them, you're going to help them. But you do need to. You need to get it off of your chest and not harbor the feelings and keep it moving on so you can sit and say, I did what I need to do. I did my part. I did my part. I just want to thank you, Apostle, for that word because it's needed. It's needed. I just thank you for the boldness that you bring each time, and it just goes to show it comes with no apologies, but come with so much experience, and that's the great thing about it—the experience that you know that is coming, that's coming through. So I just want to tell you, thank you. Listen, saints, you all know where to come. I mean, this is the place. What you need to do is, I can't tell you what to do. I'm not even going to beg you to do it. What you have to do is tell people to come on in the house. Come on and get what God got for them. You know, that's what you have to do. Have them to, you know, get what God has for them. So we, listen, ADM loves you, but God loves you most. Listen to the word that came through today. Let it marinate. And then, you know, pick up what you can pick up and then allow it to move forth in your life. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Remember, receive, believe to receive. Believe to receive. And know that God has granted you new mercies. Peace out. Have a great day.